Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is the Daily What. Now,
this is the Daily What. Pause. I am Matt, and today on the Daily What, I'm going to be talking about... I covered on the last show, we were talking about the TikTok ban that that man right there, pause, Joe Biden, has signed into action. And now, allegedly, TikTok has got 6 months to sell itself to an American company, or it's going to be banned in the US. Obviously, the US government have got lots of... concern about the safety of their citizens, and China finding stuff out about their citizens. In other words, they don't make any money from TikTok, and it's completely destroying all of their own social media things like Meta, like Facebook and the gram of Insta, because nobody can get any reach on these platforms because they're fucking shit. And TikTok actually gives everyone the kind of reach that they want these days, and that is why it's successful. And the fact that the Americans are trying to pretend that somehow their platforms like Facebook, Instagram and X, which I will get into in a minute, are not spying on us, are not seeing what we do on our phone. Like, they all do it. It's all malicious to have it on your phone. Everybody does it, but we take the consequences. I've had lengthy conversations with Bill Ottman, who is the CEO of Minds Social Media. And I think, you know, with the greatest respect to Bill, the reason that Minds doesn't grow, it's a platform just as good as any other, but the reason that Minds doesn't grow is the same reason why Facebook probably and Instagram and that wouldn't grow if they were brought out right now, because it's post TikTok and nobody needs them, really. If you, for creators and for people that want to grow, for people that just want to have friends and show pictures online to people in their actual lives that they see all the time, they're fine. But they don't know how to replicate the TikTok algorithm. But obviously TikTok, there is an account on X called Libs of TikTok that literally takes the piss out of people on TikTok. The liberals that are on there, virtue signaling all day long. I've picked up a lot of these people because of my flat earth debunks and my flat earth videos that I post, mockery, when I'll go out and do experiments and stuff and pretend to be a flat earther and just do all of the things that they do, to the point that if you haven't seen these and you're on my TikTok, go have a look. I do all of the things that they do, and people can't differentiate whether I'm taking the piss or not, even though it's fucking obviously I am. That's how ridiculous it is. But obviously, because the sciencey types, like the trust the science people and the nine jabs later people, they've all started following me now, and they think, obviously, that they believe that I probably align with them. And I do on this topic, because I can align with people on this topic and not align with them on anything else they believe. And I'll be okay with it. They won't be when they discover. But I will be, and I am, because each to their own opinion. I don't agree with them. But because I've got to know a lot of these people, I'm friends with a lot of these people. They always jump into my lives and send me stuff and whatever. I get invited to their lives. I get invited to other people's lives that they're in. And I watch this stuff, and the TikTok ban is hot topic at the moment, right? And there's lots of people in there. And it's so full of like trans and things like that. Like there's so, I don't know, LGBTQ, whatever they're called, people. Right? I don't want to come across as ignorant, but that's the type. The people that are very pro the science, these chats are full up with these people. And to the point that I can't actually tell if it's a woman or a man talking, because it would be a really effeminate man or a really butch woman. And they're arguing on the same side as me. And I think I don't really know how to navigate this. And I don't agree with anything else. They've all gone off topic now about, you know, science and stuff I'm quite interested in. But now they've all gone off onto this TikTok ban. And these are the people that... the reason, how do I even word this? The reason that I'm so anti-flat earth is because I find it the most ridiculous conspiracy theory out there. The most debunked, ridiculous, stupid conspiracy theory out there, that everything I've seen about it, it completely destroys it, and people don't seem to care. And people tag people with actual concerns about the way the world is run and what's really going on, etc., in with those people. So I wish those people would go away and stop diluting things that I think in with what they think, because it's so easily dismissed. If you're a flat earther with the zero evidence of that, and the actual embarrassment of being annihilated daily in debates by everybody that knows anything about anything, to then share an opinion that I do agree with, it's like, fuck, you've just discredited yourself. What are you doing? But the opposite side of that, people sit on there for literally 24 hours a day talking down to flat earthers, which is sadder. It's even worse than thinking the earth is flat, these people, because they're literally just beating up people that can't. Like, the flat earthers are the bottom of the barrel conspiracy theorists. Like, it's so easy to kick them around because they have nothing, no evidence. They don't check anything. They believe anything. They're the most gullible people in the world. And people that sit there, it's to boost their own ego. They'll sit there and just kick them around together like it's a laugh all day, all night. I'm getting invites to these lives all the time. I've got no interest in doing it. I'd rather just have me talking to someone, or me and someone else talking to two other people that the opposite opinions, and kind of see what's what. It's a bit of fun. Don't really like to, you know, if they get abusive, I definitely will, like I do when people message me and stuff. But They've now switched it to other topics, being the TikTok ban. And these people don't believe in any conspiracy theories. They think everything's, you know, up, and, you know, we all know about it because the news told us so. They're that type of people, right? They just buy into everything. They believe everything. They believe the government. Even if they don't like the government, they wouldn't lie about such things. But now they're on the turn, see, because now free speech has been taken to some degree, right, by this TikTok ban, where they're literally, the American government have shown their hands, like, we can't have alternate information going to our people, so we need to shut this down so we can control the minds. That's what they're doing. Suddenly, they accept that this could be a conspiracy. That's what they accept now. They're all believing this could possibly be it. But they're blaming Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and Instagram, like the Meta people. And they won't blame Biden because they sit there praising him all day, these people. Biden is wonderful, they believe. Like, this guy that just said 4 more years, pause, because that's what his teleprompter said, is a genius, according to these people. And, but so now, because they've got to blame, it makes sense to blame Zuckerberg, because Zuckerberg is putting, according to these people, I'm not saying this, but they're probably right, because I do question things anyway. But Zuckerberg's probably putting pressure on the government to do this because they're losing so much money and it's going out of America to China. So this makes sense that this would be true. Like, a lot of conspiracy theories make sense, but these people dismiss. But because this one's going to directly affect their obsessed lives of sitting there 24 hours a day kicking flat earthers around, they have to accept that this could be a bit fishy, because this wouldn't be the work of just Biden, because he's such a great man. But the convenient thing in this is Elon Musk. So they will now say, and they are saying, because I listen to them all the fucking time, Elon Musk has probably got something to do with this, because Elon Musk is evil to them. Because Elon Musk has bought Twitter, turned it into X, and allowed free speech equals evil. Because you're allowed to say what you want somewhere, including opinions they don't want to hear. That's evil. Shutting down the opposing free speech is completely fine with these people. Shutting down their free speech now is not fine. Must be Elon Musk. The person that promotes free speech must be trying to shut it down elsewhere. According, because that makes zero sense. But to them, it makes all the sense in the world, because then they haven't got to go back on anything they've said about the Democratic Party in America up to this point. But they're saying that Elon Musk is probably going to buy TikTok now, which he won't. Doesn't need to. He's probably going to buy TikTok and then keep it going. If he does, they're definitely not going to use it anymore. I sit there and they say this stuff, and no matter who, I think to myself,
shut up, bitch.
But I don't type it because I'll get immediately kicked, because whether this is Chinese, American, British, whatever, you ain't allowed. You got to be very careful on TikTok what you do and say. But it's so funny how they will sit there throwing these theories around now when they literally spend, up until last week, spend every waking moment. I don't know how any of them earn a living, by the way. They are on at any time, a massive group of people sitting in different lives, slagging each other, or slagging off flat earthers, or slagging off conspiracy theorists or whatever. And then you've got the flat earthers that have got their lives. Nathan Thompson, one of these people, right? He's just appeared on there. He's formerly a big flat earther I was aware of back in the day. And they'll sit there talking about globies. And how everything's a conspiracy. How there used to be giants and Tartaria and all this other stuff that they've got evidence for because mountains exist, etc. This is the truth. I think both of these cults are equally as deranged. Like, imagine spending your life trying to kick flat earthers around. It's just supposed to, you might as well kick toddlers around. I mean, by all means, rip the piss out of them, obviously, but you don't have to spend every moment challenging them to debates on everything and then just all ganging up as like 10 on one. And imagine sitting around talking about the earth being flat all day and how everyone against you is paid for by NASA and they're all shills and everything's fake. And there's a bloke on there. I mean, I've had a conversation with him. It's gone out back in the day, a bit of a farmer boy. And he's got loads of different accounts on there because he keeps getting banned. But I keep coming across him and I hear him talking. And he talks to people that I know, and that's why I get directed that way. And he talks about how everyone's a clone. Like people say Elon Musk might be buying TikTok. That's not Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Oh, can I do his voice? I can't even do it. How do I do a farmer's voice? Oh, I won't even attempt it. I can't even get it in my head to attempt it. That ain't Elon Musk. That ain't Elon Musk. That there is a clone. All right, mate. Like all the celebrities have been cloned. They don't exist anymore. Elon Musk is a clone. Zuckerberg is a clone. Royal family are clones. Everyone's a clone. No one's real. And he doesn't just say maybe this is true. He says this is a fact. I don't know how he gets these facts, where he gets his facts from, but...
How dare you?
Shut up, bitch!
I'm glad I got the Rock here to chase Greta away every time she tries to pick me up on anything here. But yeah, it's so funny. When convenient, you will believe in conspiracy theories. But when not convenient, everyone with a conspiracy theory is a moron, or everyone that believes something that the news didn't tell you is a moron. And flat earth are just useful idiots to these people. They're useful idiots to the governments because everyone can go, flat earther, and you believe this. Therefore, that's discredited because you believe that. And so these other people, it gives them a sense of higher intelligence to just kick flat earthers around all day and mock all other conspiracy theories. And then TikTok gets banned, should I say, not sold yet. And suddenly conspiracy theories are real and everyone's in on it. The things people go to not ever say they was ever wrong about something. Sometimes you're just wrong, people. Oh, right. Okay. What else was I going to talk about? Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. That was a bit of a follow-up the other day. And another little follow-up to the other day, Fallout. Do you remember I was talking about Fallout? And I said I watched episode one of Fallout and there was three characters were introduced to me. Lucy, Maximus, and the Ghoul. All right. The Ghoul was a cowboy with no nose. And I said, I'm out, but I'm going to give it one more go. Well, I gave it one more go, and I watched the entire series and thought it was really good. See, I can do that. I was wrong. It was very strange, very gory. Fucking didn't know. I still, to this point, watched every episode and didn't know what was actually going on fully. But it was strangely addictive. I was sat and watched about four episodes in one day at one point. I actually Googled when is season two on after I finished watching it. So if you haven't watched it, like it was recommended to me. Someone recommended it to me and said, because I'm old. I need to get down with younger people and watch stuff like this. So I thought, right. Oh, I thought this.
How dare you?
And then I realised I don't have to do anything, but I'll give it a go because it was rated at number one on Prime. And I thought, if something's in the charts and everyone's raving about it and it's got 9.8 out of 10, 9.8 out of 5 would have been good, wouldn't it? 9.8 out of 10, I'll give it a go. For most people, it probably won't be your cup of tea. Hold on, a swig of Pepsi Minimum. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And I would watch season two. And now I'm watching something called Red Eye on TV, right? And that's decent as well. It's another thing is on the V of IT. ITV for all you normal people out there. It's like the first couple of episodes have been on the TV and the whole season is on ITVX, which has got a bit of adverts on it, but there's only a little bit here and there. So go check it out. Red Eye. Watched the first episode of that, thought this is decent. Didn't have to get into it like I did with Fallout. But any other recommendations of TV shows or stuff you want me to talk about on here that you like? I think Stevie the other day said that the baby reindeer or whatever the fuck it, which sounds like a Christmas thing, but it ain't. It's apparently quite a, I don't know if it's a horror or whatever, but I haven't watched it, but I might give it a watch because I'm open-minded to stuff. Not like I get much fucking time to watch anything, get about 2 hours a night. Back to TikTok quickly. Not about the ban and not really about the app at all, really. But I'm a bit mad, right? I don't really listen to music. I never really have. I'm not really bothered about music. I do have music. I can have music on in the background. I have it on at work on the radio because everyone else wants it on and stuff. But when I'm out in my car, I only listen to either talk radio. Like always trying to get a bit obsessed. I am. Always trying to get knowledge or get talking points for the podcasts and learning stuff and whatever. Or I will have YouTube on, but listening to it, but if it'll always be a debate of some description, so I don't have to watch it. It's irrelevant to watch it. Or I'll have a TikTok live on in the car. And I had a TikTok live on in the car the other day, and it ended. And when it ends, it just skips to the next live. Whether you're following the person or not, it doesn't matter. And there was this bloke, right, and this sort of shit annoys the fuck out of me, right? There was this bloke, and you get this a lot, in not just on there, but in the modern world.
No, mate.
Yeah, you do.
Bouncy balls, mate.
All right, knife. Gary, are you there today?
Gary.
He's there. You get this a lot in the modern world, and TikTok especially, everyone seems to be have a mental health issues. Like, and I mean everyone. I mean everyone, right? There's a small handful of people that seem a bit sane. It's a platform of very obsessive people with obsessive opinions and massive issues, right? I am far too sane to ever fit in on there, but I find it endlessly entertaining to rip the piss out of the platform, right? Which I'm about to do right now. There was a bloke on it. I do not know his name, otherwise I would tell you so you could go check him out, because I can't find him again. Because I had his live on for a bit, I thought it would just pop up again by now, but he hasn't. So I don't know if he... This was yesterday morning, quite early. I was going swimming early. It was my day off Monday, so I go swimming quite early in the morning. And I'm driving up to the gym to go swimming. And this guy's on, and I checked him out quickly. I looked down out of curiosity, and he had a cowboy, American bloke. He had a cowboy hat on, a weird little skinny long beard, like not a big fat bushy beard that comes down, but it's a bit wispy, but only on his chin, just hanging down, a bit moustache, really skinny, checkered shirt, looked a bit like a country singer, but a crap one, right? Like a sort of country singer when country's spelt C-U-N-T-R-Y. Right. This bloke was banging on about love and understanding and stuff. It's one of these people that have achieved absolutely nothing in life. No one cares about them. Nobody listens to anything they say. But when they go on TikTok, they can suddenly become a life guru. It was one of them. There's so many people that just give you this shit advice all the time. And people in the comments buy into it. Like, they really need to hear someone telling them positive shit, even if it's this fucking loser that probably has never had a job, looks like he can't afford a meal, sounding like the stupidest man in the fucking world. And he was going on and on and on. And he goes, I'll try to do his voice. I don't know if I can do his voice. I'll try... I'm going to shut the live down. It was not as masculine as this, but I can't do an effeminate Southern American accent. So I just imagine this is effeminate, right? Although people keep telling me on TikTok, you sound gay. Right, so I don't know if I do or not, but this bloke's gone. I'm going to shut this. It doesn't sound like this. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to shut this live down now. I'll do it. It's a bit better. But before I go, like, there are 2,000 people in there. How the fucking hell does all this bloke was such a twat? Maybe he's known. I don't know, right? He looks so weird. Before I go, I just want you people out there to know something first. We all get down sometimes. I'm just paraphrasing. It's probably not word for word. It's along these lines.
Bouncy balls, mate.
We all get down sometimes. I just want everybody out there to know that light that you're looking for, it is coming. It's coming. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week, but I can guarantee you that light is coming. Well, I can't guarantee it.
Just what you're saying.
Well, I can't guarantee it, but I know it's coming. I believe it. And even if it doesn't.
So it's not then. So you've gone from this light that you're talking about. So that you'd guarantee this light that there, whatever that means. Like, if these people are in darkness and they need a guru, they got you, mate. You know, the skinniest cowboy in the world. With the wispiest, shittiest, crappiest, womanliest beard. They've got you. And at this point, I'd pulled up into the car park, so I'm reading it. The comments were like, oh, thank you, I really need to hear this. Like, no one was taking the piss out of him. I'll go on there and just randomly talk about, oh, fuck off, mate. Get all this shit coming. This bloke was getting love and nothing but love. All right? And he's sitting there and he goes,
if you need anybody to talk to, I'm always around.
It's clearly not because I ain't said him since, so that was another lie. I was having a bit of a hard moment the other day. I thought, where's that bloke when I need him? He weren't he? He goes,
I'm always around if you need a chat. we can talk about anything. So it's conceded the point that like their light might not come, right? This bloke.
He goes, and this is the truth. This is genuinely what he said.
He goes, we don't have to talk about God, because it was a God thing he was talking about before. We don't have to talk about God. We can talk about anything you want, anything that you need to talk about. If you need to talk about something, we can talk about it. Like, for instance, we can talk about the Power Rangers.
Was in bits. The fuck did that come from? This bloke is clearly an adult Power Rangers fan. And he just trying to find someone that will talk about it with him. And he's pretending that he's there for them. What he actually means is, I'm really sick of talking about God. That's boring. Can someone be a Power Rangers fan with me?
I mean, it doesn't have to be Power Rangers. It could be anything. But if you wanted to talk about Power Rangers, we could talk about Power Rangers.
That's what he's saying. He's over-explaining himself. At this point, the chat's gone silent. Like, no one wants to take the piss out of him or whatever.
But this sort of shit really pisses me off all the time. Like the pep talk that these fucking nobodies. I mean, I don't know whether he's had any bad times in his life. I don't know what he's talking about, to be honest with you. Why he's coming out of all this shit. But I really hate that. The worst thing you could ever do to me is try to give me a pep talk if I'm down about something. You just got to work your own way through it. I mean, I know some people need to. Maybe I'm just abnormal. I don't know. But that's such a terrible job of it. But it's not just that. There's loads of other people on there. They do better jobs than him on there. Not for me, because I think it's all bollocks. But lots of people on there try to be this lifeguide. Like you would assume that they perfectly cope with everything themselves. And they're in a position to advise you what to do. I don't think I've had this traumatic life. I had a decent childhood. I've had a decent life. The last few years have been difficult for me because I've lost people. I've lost my sister. I've lost my dad. And I would never try to advise people of how to cope with loss or how to cope with feeling like your life's changed or your own mortality or things like that. I think like you can all I can ever say to people is don't worry about it. You might not be here tomorrow. Don't worry about it. There's no point in worrying about it. Like that's all I can. That's how I deal with things. Like I lost my sister, lost my dad. The way I've dealt with things myself is to fill my life with distractions, to do things that make me happy, to do things that I want to do. Because a lot of people will just wallow in self-pity. You lose a parent, it's devastating. You lose your sibling. Me and my sister was very close in age. So the first sort of 6-7 years of my life, that was my friend. We fell out off and on, you know, as we got older. Didn't always see eye to eye, but it's a weird feeling when you lose ever-present things in your life are gone. It's a strange feeling, but I would never try and advise any. You've got to deal with it the way you've got to deal with it. I would say my only advice to anybody that's going through anything, it would be just spend every moment you possibly can doing things you love. Within reason, you know, these people wind me up when they spend their entire life saving for their retirement to potentially have a nice holiday once I'm 70. Or if I do this, then I'll be able to retire and not worry about money no more. You want to be here? Like that's how I deal with things. Listening to pricks like this telling me you can come and talk about Power Rangers if it makes you feel better. What the fuck is that about? People buying into this shit. People go through grief. We've all got a terrible day coming. Everybody listening to this, everybody not listening to this, you've all got a terrible day coming. You're either going to lose someone you love suddenly or a decline, or you're gonna fall, your body's gonna, your health's gonna fail for the last time. And Do you want to be on your deathbed thinking, I wish, I wish, I wish? Or do you want to be on your deathbed thinking, I couldn't do everything I wanted to do, but I had a good go within reason without fucking potentially skinting myself or whatever? That's how I look at things. Not listening to twats like this with his, wait for the light, Jesus will save you. No, he won't. Talking about. The fuck is that about anyway? You're someone eternally looking for someone to come and smile upon them. Everyone has bad fucking luck. Everyone loses people. Everyone gets bad health. Everyone dies. We all die. Is there a worse day than that? These people sitting around a bit depressed. I bet the people that are all reacting to his drivel are all people that have, like, you know, they've got a speeding fine or something. They're a bit down. Something shit and trivial that no one cares about. Or they're a bit miserable in their job. Change your job then. Get a new job. At least try and get a new job. I work with depresso people that moan about their job every fucking day. I'm a massive fan of my job, but it doesn't depress me. It's just a job. Give me some money. Right on my doorstep. Easy. These people get so depressed about everything these days and listen to twats like this. If you want to talk about the Power Rangers, I'm right here for you. Don't worry, I got you, buddy. All right, mate. Chill the fuck out. We've got a half hour already. I don't know, I've talked bollocks, don't I? So the other day I was quickly driving, I'd quickly do this story just to see. I don't get a lot of road rage. Used to back in the day, randomly. Sometimes I do. If I'm in a hurry, I'll shout a bit or whatever if I'm not in a mood to be driving. But the other day, you ever get that thing where kids cross the road in front of you and like they look at you like, yeah. I'm not going to walk any faster. Slow down, cunt. That's the way they look at you. They're usually holding fags that are taller than them. Cigarettes, for you Americans out there. And they'll cross it. And the other day, there was two or three of these, you know, these effeminate looking boys they have these days. They're probably 18 to 20 or whatever, but they got these fucking ice gem hairdos and... ugh. Pathetic little pussies, right? And they're crossing the road and they're staring at me. And I just fucking went into one. And I'm just like, I put my foot down. I'm like, if I have to run you over, I will run you over. That's how I felt. And I'm just going into one in the car on my own. I've gone, they've gone. Like they're in the distance. And I'm just fucking walking out in front. I'm giving it all this. Walking out in front of my car like somehow I'm going to be worried. Like my car will get a slight dent, but not really from your pitiful frames, you bunch of fucking wimps. And all this, I'm giving it, right? I'm just shutting off. And then when you got up the road a bit and you think, what's going on about? There's nothing me here. No one can hear me. Why am I coming out with this shit? But yeah, they annoy me sometimes, so I can't help it. Just the way they get me. All right, anyway, that was the Daily What today. Just an update. For those of you that listen to Whatcast, the other podcast I do, right? Go check it out if you don't. It's wherever you get your podcasts. But Claire Broad is coming back on. So I've arranged it with Claire. So that show with Claire... it's a few weeks away. We're going to record it on the 24th of May. And it will go out on the 26th of May. So if anyone's got any questions for Claire, and Claire is a medium, by the way, and spiritual guide, etc., best-selling author. She's been on before. Show done very well on Whatcast with a K. If you've got any questions for Claire, or if you wanted to pop onto the show for 5 minutes and ask a question or whatever, then I can drop you the link to the StreamYard, to the studio that will be recording on the 24th in the evening. If you're available on the 24th in the evening and you'd like to pop on and have a quick word with Claire during the show, during the recording, and it will go out on the Sunday, you're more than welcome. But as long as you don't, you know, I will kick you if you start getting, you know, above your station and talking for too long, because it's not about you. But yeah, you're more than welcome to do so. So you can look forward to that show. We've also got a Patreon show on P. Diddy Sean Puffy Combs on going out on the 12th of May.
And myself and Lee are recording this Friday for Whatcast Sunday. And we do not know the topic. We're going to make it up as we go. We'll just cover whatever pops into our heads, basically. A bit like this. A bit like a daily what. But I'm Matt. Cheers for listening today. Please subscribe or follow if you haven't already on to this, the Daily What. And I'll see you later.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.